We want to welcome Dr. Lynn Hanshu. Dr. Lynn, hello, hello.
Hey, thanks, Kenneth, and I appreciate you going through all the background there, but it's nice for folks to know that I do have a little bit of experience, a little bit of knowledge, so that we can talk credibly with some kind of rapport and understanding that I've been there, I've been in the trenches, and I really want to help folks find out the truth and what to do about this.
Yes, yeah, and that is so, so important. I know you just were telling me you came back from a major global medical conference in the Philippines.
That's right. It was amazing. Probably 50 of the top researchers, clinicians from all around the world, Germany, China, South America, Europe, and they were talking about how to cure things. And, you know, that's a word we don't use in the United States. It is not our standard of care in medicine to cure. And I've got a problem with that, Kenneth. I think we should be curing things.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, right now in our country, well, one thing we can cure is a ham.
Great, huh?
Yeah,
the other
well,
white meat. Yeah, right, exactly.
But,
yeah.
But I think we want to go beyond that.
Amen.
And,
yeah,
and
the rest of the world does cure, and people in the United States don't know that.
Huh.
The rest of the world is using natural products, natural medicine. Biologic medicine is what they call it in the Philippines, and it was just exciting to hear and learn about all the things the rest of the world's doing that it's so easy to replicate in the U.S.
Mm. Wow. So here's a breakthrough.
Right.
And you come back, and now you're spending some time, I guess, for a while in Nebraska.
Right. The Midwest needs me. You know, what can you say?
Exactly. Well, there's some, hopefully some down-to-earth people that are willing to do something that'll work.
Well, they are. You know, you got some huge problems in the Midwest, starting with coal-fired power plants, which is the number one source of man-made mercury into the air. And up in Sioux City, Iowa, for instance, there's uranium in the municipal water supply, and they think it's okay. You know, the water people think it's okay. Well, people there are pretty darn sick, and they don't think it's okay. And what are they going to do about it?
Yeah. I think we need to clone Erin Brockovich, frankly.
Yeah, she's a friend of mine, absolutely. Yeah.
Because apparently without, you know, I mean, one pathway is, of course, a lot of litigation and education. I mean, I'm so excited because I'm learning about two components. I think you have like a 10-component introduction to or protocol for getting rid of toxins. And,
mm-hmm.
And today we were going to focus on a couple of them,
right?
Just because they're so important, this dynamic duo, the Batman and Robin and spray bottles there.
That's right. Well, and that's what I was lecturing on when I was invited to speak in the Philippines. I was talking about a natural mineral that pulls all the poisons out of the body safely, effectively, and an incredible nanomized colloidal silver that kills all pathogens. Now, if you get rid of the poisons and you get rid of the pathogens, or at least, you know, 90% of the way home.
Ah, wow, wow. Now, I know you were talking about, for instance, you said the, did you say it, like a nanomized zeolite?
Right, yeah. Zeolite is a natural mineral formed from volcanic ash when it meets salt water. And these minerals were formed millions of years ago, although not too long ago we had Mount St. Helens, and we sure learned about volcanic ash, I'll tell you.
Mm.
But volcanoes are the number one source of natural mercury emissions into the air, and it only makes sense that when the universe was created and volcanoes were made, putting mercury into the air, guess what? A natural mineral made from that same volcanic ash binds the mercury. So, you know, you think, you know, again, nature takes care of business if we would just follow the instruction book here.
Wow.
So, yeah, and so you can mine zeolite out of the earth. It's important to clean it. You have to nanomize it down to 10 to the minus 9 so that your body can effectively absorb it into the body, and it will bind heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides, volatile organic compounds like formaldehyde, benzene, all these terrible chemicals that cause cancer and other illnesses, everything from autism to Alzheimer's, cancer on the side.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. I mean, because here we are talking about some things that are incurable or the rise in autism in the last, I don't know if it's like 20 or 30 years, has been just nothing short of monumental.
Oh, yeah, and deliberately done. Everybody knows the story. Robert Kennedy Jr. wrote the expose about Eli Lilly deliberately putting mercury into our infant vaccines. And Kenneth, the average 2-year-old in the United States has 35 different vaccines on board. Half of them still have mercury in them. And the flu vaccine they're trying to push on everybody, including infants down to 6 months of age, has mercury in it. Mercury kills. Mercury destroys our neurons, destroys the neurological system, destroys the immune system, destroys our hormone levels, and we wonder why everyone is so sick? I think it's kind of obvious here, folks.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess given the fact that there may be forced inoculations, I mean, that's a whole other subject.
Right.
So I guess it's nice to know, you know, rather than debate, okay, should we or shouldn't we pretty much know, well, don't. But if you have to, now you've put some good news on the table.
Right. We can actually remove mercury out of the brain, out of the tissues, out of the cells. And guess what, Kenneth? The body will heal given a chance. And we're taught, like you say, that we don't heal. You're going to have to take this medicine. You're going to have to take it forever. Or you've got this cancer diagnosis. Or, God forbid, an autism diagnosis for your child. We don't know what causes it. We don't know what to do about it. But you're stuck. And that's ridiculous. It's just not true.
Yeah. Oh. Hallelujah.
Amen,
is what
brother.
I got to say.
Amen, brother. Well, you know, and I tell people, I actually moved to Costa Rica 4 years ago, and I could be down there right now. Instead, I'm in Nebraska, and it was snowing today, you know, but I think people need to know the truth. In Costa Rica, you know, they're ranked 20th in the world for healthcare. They don't need me. You know, back home, you know, you guys need me here to be sure people know about what to do.
Yeah, yeah. Our country, for all the good that it has, it has slipped terribly. Infant mortality, all kinds of things where we've just gone way off the scale in terms of degradation of health.
Absolutely. It's embarrassing, it's shameful, and when I go and travel around the world, I have to apologize to people, you know. And in the Philippines, at this medical conference, they were talking about how drugs that are banned in the USA or the FDA has pulled them, guess where they dump them? In the Philippines or other countries. And they know what's going on. The rest of the world knows what the pharmaceutical industry is doing.
Huh.
Great to be American at this point in time. You know, so I'm going like, sorry, let me tell you how to fix it. So it was an interesting conference, needless to say.
Oh, my goodness. Well, now I guess when Americans travel abroad and they start to notice that people may be upset with them, mm-hmm. they could at least have an excuse. Look, I'm an American. I'm sick.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not my fault.
I know it exactly. Well, and it really is true when you look at the United States in terms of 50% of men now being diagnosed with cancer, 35% of women. You're right about autism. In fact, I was lecturing in Oregon about a month ago. One out of 88 kids in Oregon labeled autistic. The numbers are just astronomical, what's going on.
Wow. Wow. Now, so we've opened a door of one of the mm-hmm. dynamic duo that, mm-hmm. of this zeolite.
Right.
And what I want to be able to know, because I'm there's probably going to be more than one form of this stuff out there since it's been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Can you help us to get some sophistication from your research?
Mm-hmm. Right. There is an incredible product called Total Silver and Total Zeolite. And we're going to get to the silver, but the Total Zeolite is available through Solutions IE, and I've spent probably the last 4 years doing a lot of research on this mineral and trying to find the best product and, quite frankly, the best company. Because you know what a lot of companies do, Kenneth? They come out with a great product. 6 months later, they change the manufacturing. You know what I mean? It's not as effective as it was. And I tell you, Solutions IE is spectacular in terms of their integrity, the people care, and they're just not in it for the money. And you know what I'm talking about. These companies
yeah.
that put products out, they're in it for the bucks. They really are. And this company, I don't belong to them. They can't pay me. I'm an independent third-party person. I don't sell anything. Because if I did, I wouldn't have any credibility, Kenneth. So I'm just here to talk about the research. And people, I really encourage folks to go to www.solutionsie.com. And look at the research there and look at both products, Total Zeolite and Total Silver as well. But these products are spectacular for a couple of reasons. They are oral sprays. They're nanomized in wetter water. And the wetter water is 43% less surface tension, so you actually get oral absorption, which is amazing. You don't have to worry about interference of absorption through the gut. So pretty spectacular in terms of absorption and assimilation and efficacy in the body. And convenience, as you were pointing out earlier, they do come in 2-ounce bottles. You can take them on the plane, which is really helpful for me, as much traveling as I do.
Wow. Now, when you're talking, because some people may have heard of sublingual, where you put
mm-hmm.
something under your tongue
mm-hmm.
for it
yes.
to be absorbed.
And this is not sublingual. It's actual oral. You can spray it in your mouth, you know, either side of the buccal mucosa there. You can also, however, though, get an eyedropper, put it in the eyes, and it will help with macular degeneration, glaucoma, and cataracts. You can also put it in the ears, a couple of drops, and, you know, just open up the bottle and get an eyedropper, and it will get rid of tinnitus, vertigo. It'll improve hearing, and it's amazing how quickly that can help folks.
Pretty now,
exciting.
Is this each of them together or
mm-hmm.
separately?
Yeah, you can just put a couple drops in and do the oral sprays, get the eyedropper out there, and put the medicine in the eyes and in the ears, 2 drops, 3 times a day is really impressive.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Macular degeneration.
Yep, and cataracts and glaucoma. You know, people go, well, you know, there's no treatment for that. Well, of course there is. Figure out what the cause is. The cause is toxins. Get rid of the toxins, the body will heal. And silver is so important. People don't remember that silver is a nutrient heavy metal. And we don't have it in the soil anymore. We don't have it in our food anymore, which, therefore, we don't have in our body anymore. And if you don't have silver, you cannot heal. Silver is actually in charge of our electromagnetic system, and it's in charge of regeneration, another reason why we're not healing, not regenerating. And the key thing about silver, of course, is anti-infective. And I think most people are aware of that characteristic of silver.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that the pioneers in our country would put a silver coin in their water or their milk as they're traveling across the country.
Absolutely. They were doing it back in the old days with the Greeks and Romans. Hippocrates would talk about that. Everyone remembers during the Black Plague, the only people who survived were the children of rich people who had silver spoons in their mouth. Remember that expression?
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
That born with a silver spoon, that come to mean like a spoiled brat.
Yeah, and in the old days, they were the ones who survived infections.
Ah.
Yeah. And again, we used to have silver in our food, and, you know, people are aware back in the 30s and 40s when the chemical companies from Germany came over, and they started legislating what you could put back into the soil so that the chemical companies could take over the fertilizer business. This is where it all started, back in the 20s and 30s.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Yep.
So there was restrictions that you couldn't put back into the soil, some of these things?
Exactly.
Mm.
Yep, that's right. NPK is the only thing that can go back into the soil. Your nitrogen, your potash, and potassium kind of thing. It's, you know.
Wow.
Yep, it's all legislated from way back then. So where we are now, Kenneth, is we are reaping what we have sown for the last, you know, 50, 60 years. How else did we get here to this point? You were mentioning autism. You know, back in the 70s, the incidence of autism was 1 in 25,000 kids. 1 in 25,000.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened
in
between? You know, Eli Lilly, you know, with the infant vaccines, putting dimerazole in them. Beyond the fact, and the other key thing I do want to remind folks is, you know, people always ask Dr. Lynn, well, where do all the poisons come from? To begin with, we moms pass all the poisons right through the placenta, and then the poisons also go through the breast milk. And then be sure to load our kids up with mercury-containing vaccines and then poison their food and water. I don't know why we're all so sick, right?
Ah, well, geez, how could that stuff get you down?
Yeah, exactly. So it's a wonder anyone, you know, it's a wonder we're doing as well as we are, you know, in reality.
Yeah.
But our kids are not doing well. And I always ask people in my lectures, any school teachers here, you know, of course not. Who would be a school teacher today? Because we've made it the problem of the schools and of the teachers, the condition that our kids are in.
Well, aren't children just naturally Ritalin deficient?
Yes, Ritalin deficient, along with the parents that are Prozac deficient, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, man,
well,
I know.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the interesting thing is that here we are seeing how other countries have blasted way past us in terms of educational output of basically bringing out students out of school that are much sharper, math, science, a lot of skills, where we used to shine.
Absolutely. And the kicker is we've made it the problem of the schools, of the teachers, with no funding, with no supplies, no resources, and it's just criminal, in my opinion, what's going on, for sure. You know, and you were mentioning about infections and the silver spoon in the mouth and this kind of thing. What we've also done deliberately in this country is to develop resistant organisms like MRSA. In 2006, 18,650 people died of MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. It's antibiotic resistant. We did it deliberately by continuing to put antibiotics in our animal feed, and the rest of the world banned it 30, 35 years ago. It's just crazy what we've done, as well as, you know, writing prescriptions all day long for antibiotics for viral illnesses, which is a really smart plan. But the cool news is that the silver kills MRSA. It kills candida, which all sick people with mercury, everyone's loaded with candida. And candida is a fungus that actually incorporates mercury into its cell wall. So you can't get rid of candida until you get rid of mercury. You can't get rid of mercury until you get rid of the candida. So a lot of these situations are a little bit complicated, but if you do the total silver and the total zeolite, again, you know, you're probably 90% of the way home of addressing these serious issues.
Wow. Now, and once again, what's the website where we can learn more about these?
Sure. It's www.solutionsie, Immune Enhance, solutionsie.com. And there's actually a toll-free number also if folks want that, which is 1-888-234-6863. 1-888-234-6863. And again, a lot of the research is on there also for folks. I always tell folks, don't believe me. Check out the data. Look at the research.
Yeah, and it's nice to know that it's back up on there, that you can actually look at this stuff.
Absolutely.
Now, there may be some people, I want to give out our phone numbers in case someone wants to call in, because we now have an opportunity, folks, to talk to a medical expert that's lectured up in different parts of the world and is giving us some key information. So if there's someone out there that needs some help in the U.S., toll-free 877-876-5227. For the U.S. and Canada, the toll-free number 888-815-9756. Outside of those areas, 530-876-3222. And now, Lynn, as we're going on and explaining some of this stuff, I didn't know if there's time of usage, or does it vary in terms of how quickly the stuff acts and how long we need to take it?
A great question. And I tell people some of the things I've seen, if you hadn't seen them yourself, you really wouldn't believe it, but severe nonverbal autistic kids I've seen start talking in 3 days of using the zeolite, in 3 months being totally symptom-free. I mean, it's amazing. If you get the poisons out of the brain and out of the body, it will heal. If you can get rid of the pathogen load, MRSA, candida, all of the parasites, again, the body will heal. And in a matter of a few weeks to months, it's just amazing.
Wow. Okay, because I know a doctor that I've got to introduce, she checked me out, and yes, I've got some parasites and some candida, as well as too many bad jokes, but I don't know if the zeolite would help with that. She was talking about taking something for about 12 to 18 months.
Oh, and then, please, it's just ridiculous. But you're right, even some of the antifungal pharmaceutical drugs, they'll want you to take them 6 months, and they destroy the liver. This is insane. And again, you have two totally safe, totally effective natural minerals made by God. You know what I'm saying here? This is what the body can use effectively to heal. What a concept, healing,
yeah.
Curing.
And now, let's see, there was something as I'm learning a little bit, there's different, what do you call it, I guess some of the people that are getting into things, I know I went into Mexico when I lived in San Diego and did some IV chelation.
Right.
That was very popular, and then there's also different oral chelations, and I guess there's some cautions about that.
Right. Hey, great point. I actually did IV and oral chelation in my office in Seattle for about 10 years, and I tell you, it's tough. It's expensive. It's difficult. There's potential side effects that make it very difficult to do well, particularly in infants and children. Part of the problem with the old-time chelators, you're talking DMPS, DMSA, and EDTA, Well, first of all, EDTA doesn't even touch mercury, so you are wasting your time. Okay, mercury is the big offender. And then DMPF usually is IV. You can also do a shot in the rear end there in children. But the problem with DMPS and DMSA both is they also pull out the nutrient metals. There goes your calcium, magnesium, manganese, selenium, zinc. All of these nutrient heavy metals that the body requires in order to function. And if you pull those out, you're going to get side effects. And in fact, some people have even died from calcium depletion going into cardiac arrhythmia, if you can imagine. So what's great about the zeolite, absolutely no side effects, does not touch the nutrient elements, which is amazing. A natural mineral that does exactly what we want it to do, including correct pH in the body. We all know that Dr. Warburg, back in the 1940s, got the Nobel Prize for Medicine when he proved that the body requires only a couple of things to heal. One is enough oxygen, the other is an alkaline pH, and the zeolite accomplishes correcting the pH to an alkaline state. So that's just spectacular as well.
Wow. I mean, and I don't know if you can comment, and this is a little off the topic, but there's some products out there that basically are designed to alkalinize water. And there's some treatment systems where you can adjust the alkalinity, and some of these systems, I guess, anywhere from $1,000 to $7,000,
$8,000. Right.
And of course, they're talking about the proven benefits of alkalinizing the body.
Right.
Now,
and it's really tough to alkalize the water to alkalize the body, because as soon as water, you know, hits a pH of 1 in the stomach, what's going to happen?
Mm.
You know, so you're going to create water again, but it's going to be at a much higher pH. And so as soon as you're fighting that pH of 1 of hydrochloric acid in the gut, that's tough to get past. And that's the beauty of the zeolite. It's past all of that because it's absorbed through the mouth and directly gets into the cells. Because what we really want is intracellular pH of over 7.
Ah.
Not just blood or not just urine. I mean, people are testing urine and saliva for pH levels. Well, that's ridiculous. Those are end products that are meaningless in terms of what you really want is intracellular pH over 7.
Okay. And we can't easily test for, can we?
No, it's kind of a bench experiment, that's for sure. You have to, you know, have some tissue or cells there that you can insert a pH probe and see what's going on intracellularly. Because that's where all the biochemistry is occurring, right? It's in the cells.
Yeah.
It's not extracellular. It's intracellular.
Now, will that, after taking the total zeolite for a period of time, will there be a shift that we would notice in the outputs of the urine and the saliva?
Yeah. It'll definitely change. And people will notice it because they will feel better. You will have more energy. You will think more clearly. I think people probably mentioned the increased energy. Probably within a couple of days, they noticed that quickly.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. In fact, some people tell me, "Well, it keeps me awake at night." I go, "Then take don't take it so late at night." Sorry, too much energy. Sorry.
Catch up on a few projects.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, but can you get out of bed?
Tell the kid you love them. I don't know, something.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, people are funny. Well, gosh, I have too much energy. Well, that's a problem. You know?
Yeah.
Hate when that happens.
I know. I've gotten some of that. This technology that I use, the comfort clock for the electromagnetic fields.
Yes,
I've taken that stress off of people. Sometimes they'll say, well, I was so energized and I was afraid. I need 8 hours of sleep. And what could I do? What could I do? And it's like, well, when the body is healthy, sometimes we can get by on less sleep.
Exactly. You know, and you want to chuckle, but they're sincere. You know, they're terribly confused.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. It's sort of like, look, here's my strategy. If I get this much sleep, I can function. And now I'm staying up late. I don't know. What can I do? What can I do? And it's like, well, here you are telling us we've got to clear the body from different toxic effects.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and the key thing is, too, when people would get into trouble with the old-time chelators, it's because they didn't have any nutrition on board in the first place, and we don't. Partly how mercury, for instance, hurts us, it blocks the magnesium receptor. And everyone's being told to take all this magnesium. Well, you're not going to absorb it. You are wasting your time as long as mercury's on board. Same thing. You'll love this one. Kenneth, do you remember what the cause of osteoporosis is?
Well, supposedly, it's the lack of calcium.
Right, but why is there no calcium in the bone?
Okay, I give up. Why?
Because you're right, but that's just a symptom. Lack of calcium in the bone is a symptom. The problem is lead poisoning. The calcium receptor prefers lead. Lead gets there first, you're not going to absorb the calcium. So again, osteoporosis isn't Fosamax deficiency, you know? It's lead poisoning. You get the lead out, you'll now absorb your calcium.
Wow.
Yeah. And so there's, you know, for every one of these symptoms, there's a biochemical pathway related back to toxicity every time.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, this is great. Plus, it gives me a chance. Another medical doctor that was on a couple of months ago was talking about the correlation between protein consumption or dairy consumption in different countries and the disease rates.
Right.
And part of what he said is wherever you look at a country that has high animal protein consumption or high dairy consumption, you will see a higher rate of diseases. And then he also went on to say that they hadn't found any studies, even though we get commercial after commercial, that says strong teeth and bones, drink your milk.
Right.
And he was pointing out that they haven't found where there is really any correlation between consuming dairy products and being able to actually absorb that calcium.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, we all know a major problem is lactose intolerance. Well, 90% of Asians don't have the lactase enzyme. So dairy has never been a big part of their diet, and which is, you know, chicken and egg. Is it because they don't have the enzyme or they lost the enzyme? Regardless, they can't tolerate it. 50% of African Americans don't have lactase, and, you know, about 90% of Caucasians do, which is why we tend to do more dairy products. We can.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah,
that's
okay.
Part of it.
Now, does that lead being able to tolerate it, does that mean that the calcium is actually getting absorbed and utilized for the bones?
Not if you're poisoned. You know, if you've got lead on board, you can, you know, take calcium till the cows come home. You're not going to bind it.
Ah,
yeah,
okay.
That's the dilemma.
So that's why we hear all these people drinking milk and the cheese and the cheese and the more and on.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still this great increase in osteoporosis.
Well, I had a DEXA scan machine in my office, and I was checking 40-year-old young men, and they all had osteopenia or osteoporosis. So obviously not a lack of estrogen, right? They were eating. They were well-nourished. What was their problem? They were lead poisoned.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's coming from, different places? You were mentioning the mercury toxicity coming from a lot of different things. What about the lead?
Well, lead's everywhere. You know, poisoned air, food, and water. Gosh, half the minerals and vitamins that come from China. We know about the lead paint on all the toys. You know, I bought my daughter these little wipes that you can detect lead paint and lead on toys coming from China.
Oh.
I mean, oh, yeah. You know, lead's everywhere. You know, poison, air, food, and water. That's what we're up against in the United States. And, you know, and we don't need more legislation. The rules, the laws are on the books. But what happened in the last 8 years with the Bush administration, among other things, we got rid of our inspectors. There are no EPA inspectors. There are no USDA inspectors. I mean, there's like one for every 10 they used to have. If you don't have inspectors, then you don't have violations. And, you know, hello, there's violations all over the place, but you're not going to get any enforcement of the rules.
Wow.
And that's what we're up against.
Wow. Okay. So, gosh, I mean, it's like, it just kind of stirs people sometimes to go, wait a minute,
mm-hmm.
We're turning to these people who say they're there in our benefit and looking out for us, and what they are is they're kind of looking out to help guide us over the precipice into oblivion.
Pretty much.
And thank goodness, while we could go on about that discussion,
mm-hmm.
I guess the good news here is this total zeolite.
Absolutely. You know, a natural mineral, oral spray, totally safe, totally effective, very efficacious. People notice quickly. I'm in Nebraska right now, and I was here about 3 weeks ago. Saw a little six-year-old little boy with a severe Asperger's, and the parents desperate for help. The kid's in special classes at school and really a lot of behavioral problems. In fact, the kid's on medication on a patch, and if the teachers figure out he hasn't had his patch on that morning, they call him, make him go home within 30 minutes. And I met with him and started him on the zeolite and silver. And I came back this week and met up with the mother, and she was just in tears. And she said, I cannot believe the improvement already, such that the teacher at school, who they have not informed of what they're doing because they wanted a little objective feedback, called them and said, what have you done with him? You know, he's following commands. He was doing his homework. He was on task. His mood and behavior was right on target. And she said, well, we put him to bed a little bit earlier last night, just not to give it away yet.
Yeah.
But there, in 2 weeks, the teacher called the mom to find out what they were doing. So, I mean, this is, again, a lot of the studies that we're working with, again, trying to generate the data so people are comfortable with using these products on their kids. And, you know, Kenneth, the way I feel about it, we adults have our choice. Our kids deserve better. Our kids don't have a choice. We've got to help them.
Yeah, yeah. And this sounds like an easy approach. Now, you were mentioning some of the thing about the quality of the people at this mm-hmm. company, SolutionsIE.com. And I didn't know if I was reading somewhere that not only in their zeolite will it remove things, but I read somewhere that they actually have some nutrients added into it. I wasn't sure about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, how you clean the cage, the zeolite cage, it's kind of in a honeycomb format,
is
you kind of create a cationic bath. So you do get a cationic exchange, good guys for the bad guys, calcium, magnesium exchange for mercury and lead, for instance. And that's basically an exchange format, kind of the chemistry behind it.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So it is taking some things out and adding some useful things in the meantime.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's only two things that I'm aware of that get the poisons out of the body. One is zeolite. The other is infrared sauna. And again, I tell people all the technology I'm aware of and that the research is clear on. And how easy is a small 2-ounce bottle of an oral spray of zeolite versus even an infrared sauna? I mean, how expensive are those? You know, a couple of grand, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And it's important technology, and I tell people, add it to the list. But how simple? Zeolite and silver, total zeolite, total silver. Like I say, you're about 90% of the way home. Inexpensive, effective, safe, and the research is spectacular. This stuff, silver, the total silver, kills MRSA, kills Candida, kills Lyme, kills HIV, Hep C, polio, avian flu, you know, think of anything you want to in that regard. It kills things.
Now, the subject, and I call this a touchy subject because it's about sex.
Yeah.
What I wanted to check, the incidence of social diseases,
mm-hmm.
sexually transmitted diseases, that's huge.
Right.
And I don't even know, are we looking at any implications in that area, because
absolutely.
Some people's lives have been just totally disgraced. The stigma of mm-hmm. herpes and
mm-hmm.
and what's wrong with you, and I can't touch you, and don't kiss
right.
me, and on.
Oh, yeah. What date do you discuss that you have herpes, right? Yeah, that's always fun, I can imagine. Yeah, the silver kills the herpes virus, kills HIV, Hep C, influenza, the common cold. You know, it's amazing. This silver does it.
Wow. And so there we have two little spray bottles.
Right.
And now let me think. If I'm a typical American and a little is good, I'm going to probably want to have like 5 or 6 bottles and drink it 3 or 4 times a day.
I thought that was just a guy thing, right? Don't blame the rest of us for that one. No, what's really nice is you can't take too much. You could drink this by the bottle full and it will not hurt you, which is amazing. And the question is, how much is enough and what's a reasonable dosing? And certainly with the zeolite, the total zeolite, 15 sprays 3 times a day is a pretty good dose. And, you know, and you might want to be aggressive. Cancer dosing would be 40 sprays 4 times a day.
Mm.
Beats the heck out of chemo and radiation, you know?
And, yeah, exactly. I mean, we had some doctors on, and God bless them. They've learned how to do chemotherapy using 1/10 the dose. With insulin potentiated therapy, which helps from that standpoint, the insulin or the chemo attacks the cancer and not the cells of the body, which is a big improvement. But in case you don't have to use the toxins, how about just using the zeolite and the total silver and total zeolite?
Absolutely. In conjunction with something like ozone, I mean, there's so many immune modulations that you can do to build up the immune system. I mean, Kenneth, what's the cause of cancer?
If you listen to Louise Hay, it's self-loathing.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, the cause of cancer is a suppressed immune system, lack of natural killer cells. We all make cancer cells all day long. How come some people buy that diagnosis and other people don't? Well, it depends. You know, if the cells are replicating without any check by the natural killer cells, then you're going to get that diagnosis. Well, how come one person gets it, one person doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
The level of toxins and the level of suppression of the natural killer cells. So how can it possibly make sense to use chemo and radiation that further suppress the immune system? This is insane. And even the doctors up in Canada at McGill University agreed. Did you see that survey that was done up there at McGill?
No. What? Tell us about it.
Yeah, they did a survey up there with the top cancer oncologists, researchers up at McGill University in Montreal, Canada. And they went through the whole department. There was about 90 docs there. And they asked them, if you were labeled with cancer diagnosis, would you do chemo and radiation? Or if a family member were labeled with cancer, would you recommend chemo or radiation? 91% said no.
Mm.
These are the top docs in Canada. And when asked why, they said, simple. It's too toxic and it doesn't work. And again, I just came back from the Philippines with the top cancer docs in China, and they're curing cancer all day long there as well. And no one's using chemo and radiation. There's no money in it outside of the U.S., you see.
Ah.
You know what a cancer chemo dose costs, right?
Well, no.
About $10,000.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Nope. Yeah, and so it's just ridiculous. But again, when you're looking at natural medicine, biologic medicine, ways to improve the immune system, the first thing you want to do is get the poisons out. Real simple.
Yeah. Now, there's, the American Holistic Medical Association.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of kind of bastions for people like yourself who could help us to learn more about these kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's an effective group, if, you know, that you're part of that or...
I don't belong to them. I know they've done a lot of good work in that regard. There's several groups out there. Basically, I was officially asked to belong to PCAM, which is the Filipino College for the Advancement of Medicine, so that's cool. But, yeah, I kind of like hanging out with the folks outside of the U.S., actually.
Okay.
Can't imagine why.
apparently you step out of there, you step out of our country, and you're under different rules for what's fair in playing the game of healing.
That's right, absolutely, yeah. And something else I want to mention about the total silver, it does kill viruses that cause cancer. And, you know, Dr. Rice proved this way back in the 20s, and, again, so much of his research was lost over the years. Some people have been able to resurrect some of that. But this total silver kills viruses that cause cancer, such as, you know, HPV. They're trying to shove that vaccine on little girls down to age 9, when the research hasn't even been done in terms of safety or efficacy, and everything, in fact, proves that it's not very safe and not very efficacious, and this total silver kills the virus. You know what I mean? It just, antibiotics don't work, vaccines are obsolete, and if you have this total silver available instead, it's a moot point.
Wow. And then there's some research about this that they can go on to the solutionsie.com website to see?
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I guess I don't know. I'm just trying to think of families that can learn about this, and I'm so glad to get it out on the program, and hope people will keep telling and spreading the word to others about this, so we can kind of have a grassroots effort, because I don't think this is gonna make it onto Oprah.
Well, you know, it's an interesting question. If she calls me, I'll go, but. Yeah, I mean, the thing of it is, it's tough here. You know, we all know the pharmaceutical industry and the oil industry is in charge, and that's kind of tough to beat. But basically, you know, I was here in Nebraska, barely a month ago, And in 4 days of getting the word out, I had 180 people come to a little lecture I gave. 180 people in a small town in Nebraska.
Wow.
People are desperate for help. People know allopathic medicine doesn't work. They know. But what does? Someone's got to tell them what does work and what their options are, so at least they have an informed choice. So that's what I do.
Oh, well, hooray. And are there more on your team?
Oh, yeah. I have a team of about 10 folks that are experts in different fields, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay. And, of course, since people are losing their jobs, are you hiring?
Someone's getting paid here? Wait a minute. Yeah, well, that's what's fun about traveling outside the U.S. It's a lot less expensive, that's for sure.
Oh, mercy sakes.
Yeah.
And now, there's stuff like containers. There's things about, okay, don't use plastic, use glass or,
mm-hmm.
or stainless steel. Or is there anything you can mention about the packaging that the stuff comes in?
Right. It's a high-density plastic that is totally inert. It's better than glass, which is amazing. I think most of us research scientists think of glass as relatively inert. It's actually not. And there is a high-density plastic that this company actually uses that is spectacular. This company goes all out for the best stuff, the best modalities, the best technology. It's amazing because, you know, they could have done glass. They could have done the cheap bottles. They didn't.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So can you make a little bit of a mention? Because one of the doctors that I worked with, I know he was using a lot of applied kinesiology, and,
mm-hmm.
and he made mention that a lot of the plastics, he could see where people were ending up getting contaminants in their water that was stressing out their system. And so he'd recommended, well, don't use plastics, use glass. But I don't know if he was aware of this or how long, that kind of a thing. And he seemed to get improvement with people when they stopped using regular plastic and went to glass.
Absolutely, yeah. And this is not a regular plastic at all. And it's a high-density specialized plastic. Because, for instance, the total silver is very reactive. And so they had to have something that would not interact or leach or anything whatsoever. And so, again, the company went all out to find the highest quality scientific grade, and it is a high density. So pretty good. Mm-hmm.
All right. So you can drop it and it won't break.
Yep.
And you can also, because so many people are going to get excited, they'll throw it in the air, leaping for joy. They may not catch it every time.
Yeah, no, it's totally fine. Yeah, you can throw it all around. It's not going to crack or break. The key thing is you know how most people, you know, they leap the plastic bottles and everything in the car or in the window or someplace like that where it gets heated up. And again, this plastic, it's a high-density polyethylene, and that's what it is comprised of, and it's just totally inert. It's amazing.
Hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Wow, so that's being addressed beautifully there.
Right.
Wow, I don't know, any other concerns that you can think of that people might have? Because I want to really... see what we can address to help put people's minds at ease about how important it is to consider total silver and total zeolite.
Well, what I would really suggest to folks is look at the research, see if it makes sense to them. You know, there's actually testing that can be done in terms of looking at what the zeolite, for instance, is pulling out of the body. And that's called urine challenge testing. And there's actually testing available. We look at 20 different toxic heavy metals. And you can actually prove the point what the zeolite is pulling out. And the reason why I bring that up, I can't tell you the number of parents who've been told by their pediatricians that autism or Asperger's or any of these other labels is not due to mercury in the vaccines. Well, you know what? Take the zeolite, pee in a cup, send it off to the lab, and guess what? When you light up with mercury, arsenic, or lead, that's a clue what the problem is. And it is not our standard of care to do the proper testing for heavy metals. You know, if a parent goes to a pediatrician and says, I want my kid checked for mercury and arsenic, they'll do a blood test. There's not toxic heavy metals in the blood. It goes immediately out of the blood into the tissues, into the brain. So you do have to do a challenge test, take the zeolite, collect the urine, send it off to the lab, and get a real test of what the zeolite is actually pulling out of the body for you.
Ah.
So that's really a nice test for folks.
Okay. Now, I don't know where do we go get those tests if we want.
Well, why don't you have folks email me, and I'll give everyone my personal email, which is askdrlynn, askdrlyn, @gmail.com.
Okay.
Askdrlynn @gmail.com. And anyone interested in any kind of testing, be more than happy to help them out, or shoot, if they want to talk with me you know, about what's going on with their kids or their families, I'm happy to consult with folks.
Well, we sure appreciate that. You know, that's a godsend. Now, one of the things that I was curious about, there's talk about, okay, people are taking a lot of nutritional supplements,
mm-hmm.
thinking, okay, I got to take this and I got to take that, and then there's, of course, the supplement of the week and the miracle cure for everything that supplement that, you know, we got to have the goji berry or this
right.
or that, or, you know, it was under a rock and, you know, scrape the bottom of your horse's hoofs and snort that. I mean, there's a lot of important
mm-hmm.
nutrients that we're not getting, but all seriousness aside
mm-hmm.
for the moment,
mm-hmm.
what I wanted to check in is the thing about absorption.
Right.
And I don't know if the zeolite is going to be helping with that.
It is, and that's what, I mean, I practiced on the east side of Seattle for 15 years. And let me tell you, I've got educated people coming to see me. I've got people coming to see me who'd already been to everybody else, you know. They would come in to see me with a list of 20 different supplements they were taking. They did everything. They had done everything. They had tried everything, every supplement, every modality, but nothing helped them. When they came to see me, all we did was detox, balance the hormones, and everybody got better. So as long as you're poisoned, you're not going to absorb and assimilate anything. To a great extent, you're not going to get the benefit of all the things that you're doing that if you weren't poisoned, you would get the benefit, right? But if
yeah.
you're poisoned, you're not going to get the benefit. And that's just not fair. That would make me so mad. These people trying so hard, doing everything they can find to do, and they didn't get any benefit because they were poisoned. So toxicity is the key. You get rid of that, all of a sudden you're going to get all the benefit of all. How about getting your nutrition from your food? What a concept. Difficult
yeah.
to do in the United States, of course, but yeah, get your nutrition from your food, and you know you shouldn't have to be living on supplements. It's ridiculous. I understand, you know, the situation we're up against here in this country. But as long as you're poisoned, you're not going to get any benefit from it.
And are you recommending getting our nutrition from food, going to more organics?
You think.
Well, let me think now.
Yeah, and if only that label meant anything. You know, so many of the organic labels are self-ascribed, it's difficult here. And, you know, there's only one label that has a legal definition, non-toxic. So go in the produce department sometime and find a non-toxic label, okay?
Mm.
It's tough. It's tough here.
Wow. Wow, okay. So we do have the challenges on that. And so I guess we've got to do some research if we're going for organic food,
mm-hmm.
even to check out what does that mean.
Right, and, you know, exactly, you know, buy local and buy organic. Go out to the farmers. See what they're using, you know?
Okay. All right. So that's going to be important.
It is.
Wow. Wow. This is just amazing. Now, let's see. Want to give out that website again so that people can know where to go to check out the solutions of the Total Silver and the Total Zeolite?
Right. That would be www.solutionsie.com. And there's a toll-free number, 1-888-234-6863. And I would love for people to look at that research, and if they have any questions or anything, you can contact the company there, or go ahead and email me. I'll do the best I can to help you. And like I say, I can be anywhere in the world right now, and I'm in Nebraska and in the Midwest trying to help folks, and happy to do it.
Okay. And for someone, if they're not feeling well or want to do a detox, are you recommending not only the oral, but to use some if they have any eye issues or with the ears, to just go ahead because you can't overdose on the stuff?
Exactly right. And a lot of things in terms of hearing and eyesight do sneak up on people gradually. But if you look at the number of people that have trouble with glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration, you know, we're told there's nothing you can do for it. You know, cataracts, you know, we're just cutting your lenses out and putting in artificial ones, you know.
Mm.
Same thing with vertigo, et cetera.
Wow. Wow. Well, folks, you got to listen to this. Go to that website. I am so excited because I will be keeping you updated. I am going to get some of this product and introduce it to my doctor who doesn't know about this and take it personally because I've tried a number of things, and to have this candida show up again, parasites show up again, enough's enough. I'm getting it handled once and for all, and I will keep you posted, and we may have Dr. Lynn come back on again if she's available.
You bet. My pleasure.
Well, thank you, Dr. Lynn, for taking time out of your busy schedule. I just so appreciate it.
My pleasure, Kenneth, and hi to all your listeners, and let me know what I can do to help, okay?
I will.
Oh,
and
dear.
To you, my listeners, tune in every Saturday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. on the East Coast. We'll be bringing you more wonderful, wonderful ways to help your life to blossom and flourish and to overcome the toxins that have held you back. Until we meet again, God bless, and goodbye for now. Let go of it.